like in 1995, the local television station, Network 10, planned a big birthday party. Yeah. And they dreamed of having 10 tenors. What did you think of the idea?
Well, I didn't really know at the time. It was at the height of when the three tenors were really, really quite famous. And, of course, being a television station, they wanted to do something a bit quirky, a bit out of the ordinary. And when I heard of these 10 tenors, I thought, oh, that sounds a bit strange. But I think it was a really good idea, very, very good idea. And it's an original idea, and it has seemed to work.
When the general manager first saw you, he expected you to be a rock band, not tenors, as it seemed. Well, can you imagine why?
Well, there was a funny story when we first turned up to the first sound check for the first gig. We all had shorts and T-shirts and caps on and sneakers, and these people are standing there going, these guys are not opera singers. They are not opera singers. But once we started singing, they were just blown away, and they just went, wow, that's fantastic. So don't always judge a book by its cover.
Until 1998, then you had mostly small shows. But there was one event that changed everything completely, I think. I heard there was a meeting in a restaurant of all important managers, and you just had the idea to come and sing along.
Yes.
How did that come together?
Well, we had heard one night that these gentlemen were having dinner, and we were actually doing another gig at the time, and we thought, what have we got to lose? So we all jumped in our cars, went down to this restaurant, and we just jumped in and we sang a song, and they ended up going, hey, that's pretty cool. And that's how we all started touring around Australia, sort of thing. These guys just went, that's a really good idea. And so we spent about 3 years touring around Australia, all around it. And now we find ourselves here in Germany.
When you take the name, the 10 tenors, compared with the three tenors, which is known to everybody already, are you compared a lot? I mean, you're doing something completely different, but how is it to be compared to the three more famous, maybe?
This question is asked many a time. We see absolutely very little comparison. I mean, those three guys are absolute gods. They are the pinnacle of tenors in the world, and we could never, ever put ourselves the same with them. We could never compare them. But we do a lot of different music and a wider cross-section of music, and people seem to enjoy it. It's been fantastic.
After the show, you try to keep a lot of contact with the audience. When you have a big audience, there's work for 10 in the literal meaning of sense. Is it very important for you to keep this contact?
It's extremely important. I mean, the people who come and see our show, we want to meet them and we want to see what they thought of the show. It's one way that a performer can learn very quickly what people enjoy about it. And that's how we have sort of come this far, is meeting as many people as possible. And it's good fun also, because it just is. It's really good fun. When the people come up to you and say, that was a fantastic show, it makes you feel pretty good.
Hope to see you again here in Germany soon. Thank you.
Yeah, cheers.